प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्रील प्रभुपाद जय 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 गुरुदेव 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 श्रील गुरुदेव नित्य गौर हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव गुरुविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समावित निताय गौर भक्तविंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीपाद गुरु महाराज की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल। ॐ अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति स्वरूप दामोदर स्वामी नीति नामिने
नमः सद्भक्तमणये मणिपुरोद्भवाय च श्रील प्रभुपादलसद्वाणी प्रचार निरताय ते नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Continuing the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, today's text is from Canto 4, chapter number 26 and text is 22. The chapter is entitled, King Puranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt. परमोनुग्रहो दंडो परमोनुग्रहो दंडो वृत्तेषु प्रभुणार्पितः वृत्तेषु प्रभुणार्पितः बालो न वेद तन्तत्वी बालो न वेद तन्तत्वी बन्धुकृत्यम् अमर्षणः बन्धुकृत्यम् अमर्षणः दंडो वृत्तेषु प्रभुणार्पितः गालो न वेद तत्तन्वी बन्धुकृत्यममर्षणः परमोनुग्रहो दंडो वृत्तेषु प्रभुणार्पितः बालो न वेद तत्तन्वी बन्धुकृत्यम् अमर्षणः
Thank you.
Anyone else? Paramaha. Supreme. Anugraha. Mercy. Dandaha. Punishment. Vritteshu. Upon the servants. Prabhuna. By the master. Arpitaha. Awarded. Balaha. Foolish. Na. Does not. Veda. No. Tat. That. Tanvi. O slender maiden. Bandukrityam. The duty of a friend. Amarshanaha. Angry. Translation and purpose by His Divine Guest Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear slender maiden, when a master chastises his servant, the servant should accept this as great mercy. One who becomes angry must be very foolish not to know that such is the duty of his friend. Responsibly, please. My dear slender maiden, when a master chastises his servant, the servant should accept this as great mercy. One who becomes angry must be very foolish not to know that such is the duty of his friend. Purport. It is said that when a foolish man is instructed in something very nice, he generally cannot accept it. Indeed, he actually becomes angry. Such anger is compared to the poison of a serpent. For when a serpent is fed milk and bananas, its poison actually increases. Instead of becoming merciful or sober, the serpent increases its poisonous venom when fed nice foodstuffs. Similarly, when a fool is instructed, he does not rectify himself but actually becomes angry. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is instructing the father of the Prachetas. What is his name? Prachin Barhistas. So this story, for those who have not been attending regularly, just to it is an allegorical description to enlighten Prachin Barhi, the king Prachin Barhi, because he was becoming very engrossed in the material entanglement. His hankering and his desire for more and more sense gratification. But one good thing he has done, before retiring from his kingdom, he thought that he should train his sons. So he sent his sons for austerities. So in the Vedic culture, even the king's duty is very, very important. The king is described as the representative of the Lord, because the process of religiosity for the human society unless properly conducted, unless there is a proper atmosphere provided by the king, then there will be chaos and anarchy in the society. And that's why all the kings in the Vedic culture, in the Vedic tradition, they were always thoughtful of their duty. And we see that because of some credit to the king, he was thinking of retiring from his kingdom before handing over the reign to his sons. So he sent his sons for, the Prachetas went out for austerity. Then we know that Lord Shiva, they meet Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva instructs them in transcendental knowledge. Maybe because of that good act of him, Narada Muni thinks, oh, the king is very pious. He's not so much out of place. So Narada Muni comes to instruct the son that although you have asked your sons to for the higher duty, to be prepared for the higher duty, but you are becoming engrossed on the wrong end. So Narada Muni comes and, you know, to instruct a king, to tell such a great authority, big authority, that you are doing wrong, or to criticize, it's not very palatable for a person in the position of a king to hear. So Narada Muni devises a wonderful means. So this story of King Puranjan is an allegorical description about the King Prachin Bahi only. The Narada Muni is trying to tell him that what is the end result of what he is up to. His more and more entanglement, to become more concerned about the material welfare, his material pleasures, that is not the purpose of human life, and that is not the ideal a king should be pursuing, because a king is also supposed to follow certain spiritual injunctions to direct and to enlighten or to encourage, inspire the citizens. So this wonderful story, in that we hear that King Puranjan is the story of not only Prachin Barhis, the king who needs to be instructed, but also the story of all of us in this material world. Puranjana, as Srila Prabhupada describes previously, Puram means the city, or even this body is also considered Puram. Jana means the living entity. So this is the story of all the living entities who are engrossed in this material body. Engrossed in the material body means our identification that the bodily joy, the joy, enjoyment, which is a natural tendency of the soul. Realization of joy, or to acquire joy, happiness, it is not deprived. But happiness, joy for whom? Our true identity is the spirit soul. So our enjoyment on the spiritual identification, our true identification, that joy keeps on growing. But when that self-identification, instead of the soul, when the identification is with the material perishable body, then a very precarious condition is created. The precarious condition is that more one strives to fulfill, more one strives to acquire, thinking that body's joy will give me more happiness. If I satisfy the senses and the body and the mind and the material intelligence, I will be more and more happy. But as Srila Prabhupada says, in this material world, with this kind of consciousness, nobody can become happy, because in true sense, we are the spirit soul, and there is nothing in this world, nothing is there in this world that can give joy to the soul. So our whole process of acquiring enjoyment, joy, with the identification of this perishable body, it's an illusion. Illusion so deep rooted. We can hardly express the deep rootedness of our illusion in this material world. The words are not enough, because we use these words oftentimes. But here something very wonderful is developing. That although this is the condition of all the living entities in this material world, but for those who are seeking, who have entered the path of pure devotional service, or those who are trying to realize the true nature of their joy, although always conflicting with the deep-rooted enchantment with the body as the self, and understanding by great fortune. Now others may not be very fortunate, but all of us, we can think that we are very fortunate in that regard, that although the nature of struggle may be similar, those whether who are fortunate or not fortunate, but we can see beyond this, because Srimad Bhagavatam describes, in order to uplift the living entity from the material enchantment and raise it to the spiritual enchantment, the whole process, all these allegories, episodes in Srimad Bhagavatam, all of them give the same conclusion. The conclusion is that we have to somehow or other, we have to work out a way whereby our spiritual, the enchantment of the soul is revived. We somehow or other realize that enchantment which will keep on giving us more and more joy, more and more joy, rather than frustrating us, because every enchantment on this material platform ends into frustration. This is the experience of all of us. But because we have not found any alternative so far, that's why we keep on punah punah charvita charvananam. We think, oh, if this way it has not worked, let me change the position. Let me change the circumstance. Maybe other way it will work for me. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. So Srila Prabhupada describes that when a foolish man is instructed in something very nice, he generally cannot accept it. Should this be our position also? We should be very thoughtful on very regulative basis. Something very nice, he generally cannot accept it. Why he cannot accept it? Because he's always hankering more and more for the pleasure of this body and the senses. So his sense of achievement, everyone's sense of achievement in this material world is that I am an I have underachieved. Correct? This is the notion of every living entity engrossed in this material world. So if somebody obstructs or as if apparently blocks his material planning to acquire more joy and more engrossment, then it only, you know, he thinks that, oh, somebody is obstructing my way. A person, foolish person, ignorant person, does not know that his way is leading to only nations, only to hell. The true way is to realize that he is the spirit soul. So his progress, his hankering should be on the spiritual platform. The hankering is also not denied. The feeling, willing, doing, which is also a natural tendency of a soul. So one should realize in this lifetime, in this human birth, in this human life, that what is the spiritual feeling, willing and doing. So the example is given, describe that payapanam bhujanganam. If one feeds, like Srila Prabhupada describes, that if one feeds a milk or nice banana to a serpent, it only increases its venom. Correct? So similarly, foolish people means those who are engrossed with the material consciousness, they are compared to the snakes, because to meet their ends, they will not recognize, they will not acknowledge their well-wishers, that somebody is well-wisher of them. The snake only will increase its venom and will try to attack the very person who is feeding him. So this is the nature of the snake. So what are we supposed to do in our sadhana bhakti, in our process of uplifting ourselves to the spiritual consciousness? We also go through the similar struggle. Srimad Bhagavatam helps us how we can channel our endeavor, our spiritual progress, so that slowly and gradually our engrossment, our enchantment with the matter subsides. Nashte prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. It is described that nityam bhagavata sevaya. If we take shelter with a service mood, with a receptive mood, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and also the person Bhagavatam, the devotees, the pure devotees of the Lord, then what happens? Nashte prayeshu abhadreshu. Prayeshu, almost all, we become so protected. If we take regularly the shelter of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and also serve the instructions, the guideline of the pure devotee, then prayeshu, almost we will remain free. Abhadreshu. Abhadreshu means the impurities. Abhadreshu means our, that same enchantment towards the matter, towards me as the body, towards me as the body. By nature is described that our very nature is to serve. As we serve, we feel the true satisfaction. Serving is also sacrifice. So anyone who performs sacrifice, he feels the joy, because by the intrinsic nature of the soul is to serve, to give, rather than what is there for me, me, me. When a person expands oneself beyond himself, then he can see his true glory. And it goes all the way up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the culture of giving to others, helping others, serving others, is the very natural tendency of the soul. But in the consciousness of the matter, it's total reversal. What is there for me? What is there for me? What is there for me? If we analyze the nature of enjoyment, if we think that we are the primary enjoyers, enjoyment seeking is not denied, as we talked earlier, but if we think that if we are the primary enjoyers, then what will happen? If we think we are the primary enjoyers, this is wrong. This is a wrong realization. Why this is wrong realization? Because as we think of my enjoyment, one becomes more and more miserable. This is the realization of everyone in this material world. And since we have that experience of material world, as we are moving towards, there has to be an alternative, correct? So alternative, the fortune of all of us, that we know the alternative. And what is the alternative? That the true mode of our enjoyment is not that we are the primary enjoyer, but the mode of our enjoyment is vicarious. Vicarious means when we help somebody, when we give somebody joy out of service or our service attitude, then the joy of others give us the true joy. This is the way. In every sphere, in every field, we can see this vicarious nature of our true joy. And it also goes up to all the way up to Krishna. In our service to Krishna, when a devotee sees Krishna joyful, when a devotee can see Krishna enjoying, seeing Krishna enjoying, because Krishna's enjoyment is so amazing, so wonderful. So when one sees Krishna enjoying, the living entity, a devotee, she is very satisfied, very, very enhanced. Rather, he becomes so joyful, he becomes so satisfied that he gives up the tendency of even thinking of his own enjoyment. So the main point is that our enjoyment is not independent. In the material consciousness, a person thinks that I can enjoy independently. I don't care for anyone else, let me enjoy. But in the spiritual consciousness, one thinks that my enjoyment is subservient or secondary to the primary enjoyment of Krishna. So this tendency, this outlook, it should be always cultivated. So describe that almost one becomes freed from almost all the impurities. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Why it is not described that one becomes completely purified? This is a trick, correct? Srimad Bhagavatam says nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Why it is not that completely? Why not complete? Because if we become saturated with the idea that I have made it, if one thinks that I have become fully purified, the very notion that I have become fully purified, then what happens? If you think you have become fully purified, then what next? The next is then you go down. Because just as the soul is eternal, its activity, its feeling, willing and doing, they also continue eternally. So there is no saturation on the path of devotional service. The material consciousness, we should analyze that whatever means or facilities or whatever fortune we have been bestowed upon, we should think, oh, this is more than I deserve. In the material achievement, one should always think, no matter how much apparently miserable or otherwise situation, Srimad Bhagavatam instructs us that we should prepare in our day-to-day and every moment-to-moment our attitude, our observation, our analysis of our situation should always be that I have got more than I deserve. I am an overachiever as far as material achievement is concerned. Because any intelligent person can think, how qualified am I? If I think such a beautiful, wonderful atmosphere I have been given, such a good intelligence, if you can keep it good, such a nice association, and all these things, do you think because I deserve? No. Anything we get in this material world, Srimad Bhagavatam says, tattenu kampamsu samiksha mano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Either apparently miseries or uncomforts or comforts, in either case, if a devotee thinks that, oh, these miseries, these miseries also should be seen that maybe I deserve more suffering, but these are just very, very little, which I can just adjust. It is all in the attitude of the devotee. He thinks that I don't deserve much, but Krishna has provided me more than I deserve. Then we can always avoid complaining, because in our devotional process, sooner or later, we all have to enter the no complaint zone. As we discuss this topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is always not that one becomes the instructor and other becomes a listener. When we speak even from Vyasasana, always there is the sense that I got such a sublime message and we are all listeners. Because Srimad Bhagavatam and the pure devotees, they are the speakers. We are all enriching our spiritual knowledge and tendency. But as far as spiritual achievement is concerned, what is the attitude, should be the attitude of all of us, that I haven't done enough yet. I haven't done enough yet. Once one devotee in France asked my spiritual master that if a person works very hard to do some spiritual service, correct? And if the result is as expected, then we all appreciate, Prabhu, nice service, correct? This is general sense. But if a person really works hard, but the expected result is not there, then comes the test. So someone may say, oh, too much endeavor, correct? Sometimes we think that too much endeavor. So a devotee asked our spiritual master, Srila Sripad Guru Maharaj, how should we analyze this? Then Guru Maharaj said, you said over endeavor. You should rather think under endeavor maybe. Because on the path of devotional service, there shouldn't come a moment in our devotional journey where we think that I have done enough. I have done so much. I have done enough devotional service. this is the greatest loss. This would be the greatest misunderstanding. Because whatever spiritual achievement we have acquired, the moment we think that I have done enough, they become material. Because there is no saturation on the path of devotional service. So we should think that we are underachievers as far as our devotional service is concerned. But as far as the means and the facilities provided to us, we should think we are overachievers. The example is given, we can see that suppose a person wants to become very rich, very wealthy in this world, correct? Because we can maybe get something out of this understanding. That if a person wants to become very rich in this world, so he works very hard, goes everywhere, every avenue he searches out and thinks, I want to earn $1 billion. Correct? $1 billion. Okay, this is my goal. I set my goal that I will work very hard in life and I will earn $1 billion. Oh, he works very hard. He goes and he becomes so successful that he earns $500 million. That's a lot of money, correct? $500 million he earns. Now imagine, if you know somebody who has that much wealth, what will happen to him? It will give him so much command. It will give him so much respect. Wherever he goes, people listen and people think, why? What is so special about him? So what happens? If a person thinks, wow, I have made it. If a person thinks, I have made it, people just worship me. People just respect me. People values what I do. And then the tendency to lord over. If somebody advises him, he says, Prabhu, what do you think? What you have got? I have got 500 million. The whole point I'm trying to share is that the tendency is there in our material achievements. Even our spiritual achievements will act as material achievement only if we don't be careful what we are thinking. So 500 million is a lot of wealth. And if one allows oneself to lord over others because of their achievement, then what happens? Then his focus to achieve the 1 billion becomes distracted, derailed. So what happens? If he is derailed from his focus, from his that inspiration to attain the full billion, then he is still how much short? 500 million, half billion. He is still half billion short. He is too far away. So in our spiritual journey, no matter how much one has achieved, our tendency should always be, it is not enough. I haven't made it yet. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one amazing song. He said that, Janma sarthak hoy tar, Krishna darshan hoy jar. Something similar. He said that a person who has attained the vision of Krishna, his life is successful. So at least for myself, I can see, although I see the form of the Lord, beautiful Radha Shyam Sundar Nitai Gaur, and still I can think, still the Lord hasn't talked to me yet. I should be hankering. When that day will be mine, when Lord will speak directly to me. Lord in his unlimited glory he is manifesting just to bless all of us. But still the hankering should be, when the Lord will be personally speaking to me? When will he grant me the fortune of his personal association? That should be the hankering. So if our hankering is for that which is still unachieved, we will not be dissuaded, we will not be perturbed, we will not be angry like a snake becomes angry. So this is not meant for outsiders. This snake becomes more venomous. It is the tendency of the outsider, those who have not been fortunate to have this great fortune of the path of pure devotional service. But our fortune is, that is our fortune, that we can definitely, we will always keep on continuing until that end is met. And the precedence is very wonderful. The precedence is described that those who are on the platform of love, or those who have attained the direct association of Krishna, even they think that they have no love for Krishna. Their hankering, do you think their hankering has attained, reached saturation? No. Actually, there is a billboard in India when we travel. There is a drink, a soft drink, Ye Dil Mange More. Anybody has noticed? Maybe in English it is not written, or sometime in English. So it said that when you drink some soft drink, it tastes so good. Ye Dil, my heart hankers for more. So that should be for the spiritual taste. The same hankering which one has for matter, that should be the tendency for our spiritual. Ye Dil Mange More. Our hankering should keep on ever increasing, so that the material situation becomes so secondary. We become so unconcerned. That is the whole idea of devotional association. So the process of purification is always going to be twofold. Srimad Bhagavatam describes. The one is that how we can keep ourselves away from the wrong association for which we have developed apparently natural attraction. We think that this is real life, this is life. But when we have become blessed to find out, no, this kind of enchantment is not real, we wish, we hanker for the spiritual attraction towards Krishna and devotees, then our hankering, the dual process is how we can always safeguard ourselves in the pure association. So there are two kinds of bad association described in Chaitanya Charitamrita for a devotee. We can discuss so much about how engrossed and how unfortunate the souls wandering outside in the world. But there is a process. That's why the Harinam Sankirtan and the distribution of the message which Srila Prabhupada so mercifully, out of causeless mercy, he brought all over the world. So our inner motivation should be, since we have become so fortunate to chalk this path of ever increasing hankering for joy, the real joy, we should go out and just give this message, share this message to those who are unfortunate. Because who can go out and share the mercies? Only one who is feeling so much overwhelmed, so much fulfilled that, my God, so much, such a great treasure I have encountered. Now I should give this to also others. But if a person remains miserly spiritually, then what happens? He doesn't care for the benefit, for the
welfare of other living entities. So this Srimad Bhagavatam inspires us through all these wonderful topics that we lose our insanity and become very sober and very, very focused towards our spiritual attainment for the joy of Krishna. This is the difference between the spiritual upliftment and attainment in the other process and in the process of pure devotional service. That every achievement, we never settle. We always remain unsettled because there is always more and more to do to increase the joy of Krishna. So our tendency is always, how can I be more utilized? I am so underutilized still. One should not think that I have been utilized so much, now I want to relax. Can we imagine the achievement of Srila Prabhupada? Means it's mind-boggling. Many times when I think that Prabhupada so tirelessly continued so much, so many preaching programs, so many temples, so much traveling and so much writing. This, when I go through even little of this Srimad Bhagavatam, so much message, so much writing, Srila Prabhupada, how one got the energy? The energy came from the unflinching, pure attitude of Srila Prabhupada, that let Krishna use me as he wants. So that preparedness of Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees who are so purely engaged in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, which is also the mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are all worshipable because they are the expansion of Srila Prabhupada's body, Srila Prabhupada's vision, Srila Prabhupada's fervor, Srila Prabhupada's everything. So we are not bereft of Srila Prabhupada's direct association. One should never think that. No. The whole idea is that under the guidance of the pure devotees, under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and all his representatives who are fully dedicated for the same cause, we can uproot the very seed of sin. Sin means the tendency for self-engrossment in the matter. Na tathahi aghavan rajan puyeta tapadibhi yatha krishnar pitaya pranas tat purusha nishevaya. In the instruction after the fifth canto, when Parikshit Maharaj becomes very concerned about the hellish situation of living entities because of their tendency of sinful nature, so he becomes very, being a very pure devotee, pure hearted, he showed his concern for the living entities and he said how these living entities, because of their sinful tendency, how they can be liberated from this hellish situation. So Shukdev Goswami gives a few recommendations. He said that if one goes through some process of atonement, then one becomes relieved of these miseries. Parikshit Maharaj, as we know, that he refutes this. He said that as far as atonement is concerned, because even after atonement, a person is inclined to go back to the same sinful activity. So this atonement process is like the bathing of an elephant. Manne kunjara shochivat. Drishte shrutabhyam yat papam janan api atmano ahitam. Even knowingly, when a person knows that something is going to be harmful to me, I may be punished, different things. Janan api atmano ahitam. Karoti bhuyo vivashah prayaschitam atah katam. What is the value of this?
क्वचित निवर्तते अभद्रात. इवन अ पर्सन थिंक्स, ओ आई हैव बीन पनिश्ड, दिस इज रॉन्ग. सो समटाइम द इंटेलिजेंस इज गुड. ओ क्वचित निवर्तते अभद्रात, आई विल नॉट डू दिस रॉन्ग. क्वचित चरति तत्पुनः, बट बाई फोर्स, बाई हिज प्रीवियस संस्कार, ही अगेन गोज इन टू द सेम थिंग विच कॉज द ट्रबल. सो जस्ट लाइक द एलिफेंट, मन ने कुंजर शोचपत प्रायश्चित्तम अतः अपार्थम. सो देन सुखदेव गोस्वामी देन गिव्स द अनदर इंजेक्शन दैट इफ वन कम्स ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ द ज्ञान ऑन द नॉलेज दैट इज द स्पिरिट सोल, बट देन से दिस इज ऑल्सो नॉट इनफ. Why the to be on the platform of the knowledge that I am the soul, I am not this matter, I am the soul, I am not this matter, but because the soul has not found the true means, true way of enjoyment or satisfaction, so mere knowledge that I am the soul, I am the spirit, I am not the matter is not going to be enough. The comparison is given of fire. When there is a forest fire, All the bamboos become totally burned. Everything is burned. All the grass underneath is burned. So, the platform of knowledge is such that when we are enlightened in transcendental knowledge of the soul, we think we are relieved of all the miseries. But what happens? The real joy is not attained just by this transcendental knowledge, without engagement in the actual devotional service of the Lord and His devotees. But then He describes that kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti kasnena niharam iva bhaskara. It is said that so a person in the knowledge of devotional service, and because of his enchantment for the Lord, if he says, okay, I will give up all this material engagement and I will go just single-mindedly in devotional service, then Sukhdev Goswami said, kechit, some rare soul can, if he can absorb himself 100% in devotional service, just thinking Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, like Haridas Thakur, is it not rare? It's going to be very rare. What about me? Or those who are like me? That the tendency is always to go in the reverse direction, then how one protect oneself? If something is for the rare people, it cannot be the rule. Exception never becomes the rule. Sukhdev Goswami describes that if somebody becomes 100% entrenched in a devotional mood, that I go for Krishna. You know, there are some great devotees, stories of great devotees in Vedic culture. Those who just gave up everything, left everything and just went out in search of Krishna, and possibility is there. Sukhdev Goswami is saying that some rare soul can attain the association of Krishna, such a mercy. But what is our situation? When I think of my situation, so Parikshit Maharaj becomes concerned. My God, my spiritual master, you are telling some rare soul can attain the perfection of life. I don't think this is a good proposal also. Then in conclusion he says, kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanam. After that, na tathahi aghavan rajan. This is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is described in different sections also, but this is very pertinent, that na tathahi aghavan rajan. Oh my dear king, your concern is very good. That you want that people become free from the tendency of sin. May their attraction for the Supreme Lord, may their attraction for the divine nature of the soul in relation to the Supreme Soul Krishna revive. There is one way, and it is a guaranteed way. It can be a rule also. And what is that? Na tathahi aghavan rajan puyeta tapadhivi yatha krishnarpita pranas tat purusha nishevaya. If one become engaged in the service of the one who is fully engaged in Krishna service. So what behooves for all of us to at least find one person whose association we can appreciate spiritually, and under his guideline, if we can serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada, I think Shukadev Goswami is guaranteeing our success. And what is the success? Our full-fledged attraction towards Krishna and the negligence towards the matter. So this will happen in this very lifetime. That should be our approach, that in this lifetime may my full-fledged attraction for Sri Krishna happen in the service of the devotees. That the next thing, that the purification will be complete. The purification cannot be achieved by any other means. This is the only way and guaranteed. So thank you very much for your patience. Maybe I have spoken a little over time. If any devotees has any corrections, comments for my purification, please don't hesitate. Devotees have only asked me, bless me to become purified, because I have no other qualification, but I had to honor their loving order and causeless mercy. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare